844-967-2789. There's a major story over the weekend, the front page of the New York Times Sunday edition, which is about as prominent as you can get. And the title of the article was, quote, "Scheme to Reinstate Trump Opens Schism in Wisconsin GOP." The scheme to reinstate Trump opens a schism in Wisconsin GOP. Schism, S-C-H-I-S-M, means a split. There's a schism, for instance, in Christianity in 1054, when the Eastern Orthodox Church broke off from the Western Church. Schisms are splits. There's a split in the Wisconsin GOP. And here's what it says, and here's some new information. And this says to me that our democracy here in Wisconsin is in greater danger than I thought. It was all about this guy, Ramphan, from Campbellsport. Ramphan is the one who questions the Trump loss. He's the one that put in a bill saying the legislature should flat out reverse the election and award the electors to Trump under the U.S. Constitution. The Republicans had liked to do that. They're chicken this time. Ron Johnson has said going forward, the legislature should be able to do that. So has the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. So has Nicholson. So has Voss. So is the majority of the Republican legislature. But they're lying in the weeds. They're lying in the tall grass. You hear their rattles, sneaky little eyes. But they don't want to bite right now because it looks like it's too tough. And this guy Ramphan, pulling a China shop, goes, let's do it right now. That's the only difference between them. But he said a couple of things that are beyond strange. One of them, Ramphan said he has questioned every presidential election since 1996. Well, in 1996, Bill Clinton was elected to the second term. He questioned that. He questioned 2000. When Gore lost to Bush, even though Gore won the vote, and it turned out won the Florida vote, he questioned 2004 when Bush defeated Kerry. He questioned 2008, Obama, 2012, Obama. He did not even exclude 2016, Trump. I think he's a late convert to Trump. This is a guy who is a conspiracy theorist. And here's his great pronouncements. This is in the New York Times, big picture of the guy too. He goes, quote, "We do not wear tinfoil hats. We're not fringe." You know, when you deny something, you give it legitimacy. Who goes around saying he doesn't wear a tinfoil hat and running for governor? I mean, who has to say that? Who has to say that? Apparently there was somebody that showed up in his rally who I think used a pseudonym and announced for lieutenant governor. I mean, these people are pieces of work. They are pieces of work. But here's the larger issue. What is happening to the Republican Party in this state, and what is happening to our democracy, and what implications can it have for our democracy? Well, first of all, there are three major candidates. There's some so-called businessman that a lot of people haven't heard of, but the three candidates who are mentioned most prominently are the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, former Lieutenant Governor under Walker. There is this Kevin Nicholson, who claims he's a businessman, and he's sort of rattling around. He lay in the weeds. He wanted to run for the Senate. Was hoping that Ron Johnson wouldn't run for election. And then when that was precluded, he goes, okay, I might as well be the governor. Hey, listen, Jack, they're very different jobs. They're very different jobs. Senator can give speeches and roam around shooting his mouth off. The governor has to do some work. You have to manage a very complex state and economy and negotiate a lot of different interests. And you don't just go, okay, well, I couldn't be senator, I'm going to be governor. But this third one is this fellow Ramphan from Campbellsport. Now, Ramphan, Campbellsport, I think, the village that he lives in up there has about 2,000 people. And he's used to roaming around and being a big shot. And when he first announced, I thought, well, you know, as nutty as the Republican Party is, they're going to go with one of their conventional nuts. They're going to go with the Duchess of Foxconn. They're clearly not going to go with Nicholson. Nicholson used to be a Democrat. Nicholson was the president of the Young Democrats of the United States. Nicholson spoke at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. He spoke at a Democratic National Convention. Now he switched. You know, at some point, you don't switch that easily or that recently. You don't switch between the Democratic and Republican parties when you were the head of the Young Democrats and you spoke at their national convention as the head of the Young Democrats. I mean, you just flat out don't do that. You don't do that. And so if you do, there's a lot of folks in that party that go, well, all right, we deal with converts, but not real recent ones. I mean, not ones that do it at the drop of a hat just to get a nomination. So it looks like the Duchess might have the inside track. The problem for the Duchess is that Trump doesn't like her. Trump tried to recruit Sean Duffy out of New Jersey. Sean Duffy would love to do it, but he lives in New Jersey now. And a lot of folks in New Jersey like to be governor of Wisconsin. But we're not a rotten borough in England in the 18th century where you just pick an aristocrat somewhere, stick him somewhere and say, he's the member of parliament for you poor people. I mean, you don't do that kind of stuff anymore. And so he's not going to run. And time is getting short. But the problem is Rebecca Clayfish has really, really caused a lot of doubt in people. She's trying to look tough, figuratively, metaphorically, because she doesn't give the appearance of being tough. She gives the appearance of being a cheerleader. In fact, she was Walker's pom-pom girl for Foxconn. And so she talks about knives and armies and metal hairbrushes and really weird stuff. I mean, she gets in front of a crowd, she'll go, did you bring your knives? I'd look around and say, I hope not. What the hell is this? Did you bring your knives? Of course you didn't bring your knives. We have to recruit more mercenaries, she said, so we have a bigger army. Well, mercenaries is what the British used in the Revolutionary War. They used Hessians, Germans, and all these guys that march in red uniforms down the middle of the road, and the farmers who were the guts of the revolution just lay between the and picked them off one by one. Let's not talk about mercenaries. They're mercenaries in Africa to go around and kill people. Then she said, well, we're going to ballot harvest and we're going to beat them at their own game. And I will make sure all that stuff is outlawed once we get in, and I'll have to shower with a metal brush. Well, you know, all these metaphors, all these, the knives, the phallic metaphors and all that, that's not how you look tough. Fighting Bob La Follette didn't say that stuff. You know, Pat Lucy didn't say that kind of thing. Lee Dreyfus didn't say it. Tommy Thompson doesn't say it. So this all says to me one thing, and I've said it before. If Tommy Thompson does not get in this race, you may think this is strange. Ranthan could win that primary. You may say, no, Ranthan won't win the primary. He may sweep the grassroots. They're not going to go for the Duchess of Foxconn. She does not have the gravitas. She does not have the weight. I think that, frankly, Tommy Thompson's got to get in that race, save the Republican Party, and ultimately save democracy in this state. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.